Hey everyone, Paul Brooks here from B-Movie Mania with another interview for you. Today I'm talking with actor Sherry Jackson, who was one of the stars of Leprechaun Back to the Hood, which came out in 2003. If you're a fan of the Leprechaun franchise, you're definitely going to want to check this one out. I got to meet Sherry and we're chatting for this interview at the Atomic Cafe, which is located at the back of a Fry's electronics store in Burbank, California. So you're going to get a little Fry's ambiance going on in the background. Oddly enough, me and Mike Hayes, who may or may not be your favorite B-movie maniac, shot a video in this exact same spot last year. So I'll post a link to that video on bmoviemania.com if you feel like checking that out as well. But Sherry was awesome. She's super sweet and fun to talk to. She's not really doing the social media thing right now. She's got, you know, kids and a family and all that. But we'll post a link to her IMDb page below the interview if you want to check out some of her other projects that she's been doing. This is a really fun interview that we did, so let's get to it. Here's my conversation with actor Sherry Jackson.
It's B-Movie Mania!
Sherry Jackson, thank you so much for chatting with me on B-Movie Mania.
Thank you. Thanks for having me here.
Of course. I'm excited. We're hanging out at the Fry's in Burbank, California.
Yes.
It's one of my favorite spots just because it's got a cool sort of like B-movie feel to it.
And we happen to be sitting in a pink Cadillac.
And we're in a pink Cadillac. It's pretty sweet. Thank you so much for being here and chatting with me. You know, I mentioned to you earlier that I took a look at your IMDb, and you have been in TV shows and movies and all sorts of stuff. However, you were in a film that we are here to talk about tonight, and it
yes.
is called
Leprechaun Back to the Hood.
Back to the Hood.
Yes.
Back to the Hood.
The Hood. That's right. Not to be mistaken for The Hood.
Right. Yeah. The Hood. T-H-A, The Hood.
That's right.
So that was 2003, so it's been a little while.
Yeah. But, yeah, it's been a minute.
Yeah, but I was hoping to chat with you about all sorts of stuff. So let's start with your character, Lisa.
Yeah.
tell me a little bit.
She was fun.
Tell me a little bit about who she is, who her character is, and sort of what she does in the film.
You know, Lisa is a sassy, no-nonsense, not going to be pushed around, small but mighty kind of character. I think you get that feel from the first scene that she's in. Yeah, and she also adds an element of comedy, you know, to the thing. So she was fun. It was a fun character to play.
Were you familiar with the franchise prior to getting the job to be in this one?
I was. That's actually a funny story. I grew up as a horror film buff. My dad is, so we grew up with the 80s classics, you know, Nightmare on Elm Street, and Friday the 13th, and Leprechaun. I think out of all of them, I was probably scared most of the Leprechaun and the idea of the Leprechaun.
Really?
So when I got the audition for this movie, my friends thought it was hysterical. They were like, this is the one that you're going to get. And I was like, no, I don't know. How am I going to do it? I was like, I'm terrified of that guy. Yeah, sure enough, that they were right. That's good, though.
So, I mean, so that's good that you had sort of an idea of what you were getting into prior.
Yeah, I did. I was a fan. I grew up watching, you know, ever since the first one, so...
And so what was the casting experience like? Was it just sort of your typical casting call that you showed up for?
Yeah, pretty much. It was, you know, did a couple of auditions for the casting director and then the director and maybe another one. after that, and cool. Then I got the call.
Exciting. Yeah. I got to imagine. I mean,
yeah, it was exciting and scary, and yeah, I didn't know what I was in for. But yeah, it was a lot of fun and a great experience. I met some great people. Yeah.
Cool. Well, let me ask the question that in my mind is sort of the elephant in the room. What was your experience like working with Warwick Davis?
Awesome. It was awesome. So the character he plays, I was terrified of, but Warwick is absolutely the nicest guy that you could ever work with. Total professional. I mean, he had more experience than anybody on the film, so total professional. And I didn't realize, you know, getting into it, I was new to the whole acting game, so that was like my second movie that I had ever done. And so I didn't realize that everything was shot out of sequence.
Right.
So when I read the script, I saw kind of where my character would end up. And, you know, I was like, oh, it's not toward, you know, toward the end. I got some time to kind of build up to that scene. And it was like one of the first days on set.
Oh, really?
They're like, so, here you go. We're going to shoot this one. And
threw you for a loop.
Yeah, threw me into the fire. But it was fun.
Cool.
It was fun.
That's great. What was it like being on set, sort of knowing what the Leprechaun character looks like, and then getting to see Warwick Davis in the flesh, in all that makeup and the costume and everything?
Man, it's trippy.
Yeah.
It's trippy what they can do, you know, because you do the read-throughs a couple of times, you meet, and I'm like, oh, this isn't so bad. I'm like, this guy's nice. And then you get on set, and then it's just a whole transformation with the hair and the makeup and the prosthetics, and it's crazy.
Yeah.
So then he walks out, and you're like, yep, yep, that's what I was afraid of. Yep, there you are.
That's interesting. I have to be honest with you. The Leprechaun franchise hasn't ever really scared me too much.
Yeah.
So it's interesting to me that, and I'm sure that there's plenty of other people out there who are actually scared that there's, because obviously there's a horror element to it, but obviously there's a lot of comedy as well, so they kind of
Absolutely. Straddle
that line.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think that's what makes it so fun. I think that's what makes the whole franchise so fun, is that, you know, he's scary looking and it's kind of creepy, but at the same time, he's got this comedic element to him, and it's just, it's campy, it's fun, and I think that's what people love about it.
Yeah, absolutely. And that was his last Leprechaun movie as well.
Yeah,
so
I think that was
cool.
the last one.
There's one that came after that a couple of years ago called Leprechaun Origins, but they cast somebody else in the lead role, so it's not Warwick anymore. And kind of flopped a little bit, you know, because if it's not Warwick, then I don't really see what the point is.
You know, he kind of made the name.
Absolutely. Anyone else, cast or crew-wise, that you felt you really bonded with on set or had a great time with on the set?
We had a great time in general shooting this film.
I don't know how you can't. I mean, there's so much ridiculous stuff going on in this movie.
It was fun. Like I said, for one of my first experiences on a movie set, and it was a lot of fun. Everybody was super nice. The director was great, Steve Armlui. Just really kind to the actors, and Tanji Miller is awesome. We had a ball, and, you know, Steve gave us a lot of leeway with the characters and allowed us to bring our own kind of thing to the characters, add our own spice to it, I guess, mm-hmm. if you will. So, it was a great experience.
Cool. Yeah. The other thing that I have really been excited to ask you about is, All right, let's just say this really quick in case anyone is listening and doesn't want any sort of spoilers, because we're going to get into spoiler territory right now. Your death scene, it is kind of like brutally intimate in a way. What was that like, shooting that scene with Warwick?
You know, that's the scene I was talking about, like, that we did one of the first couple of days that we started shooting. And it was an intense shooting day. I think it took about 12 hours to shoot that whole scene. And it's just... You know, it was just Warwick and I the whole time.
Because you're in a bathroom.
We're in a bathroom. I think we may go back and forth between, like, two rooms.
Yeah.
You know, but it was, you're right, it was a pretty intimate setting. And it took a long time, all the fight scenes and the angles.
Yeah.
So they were very intricate with the way it was shot. But... I mean, we had a blast. It was a long day, but it was fun.
Cool.
Yeah. It was a funny story about that day, though. We were going to be shooting for a long time.
Yeah.
And so they didn't want to take Warwick out of costume. It was going to take too long to... But there was a lot of downtime. And so we took a break for lunch. And we were starving. I think we must have been shooting for already like 7-8 hours. We were starving. And they brought us out plates. And I just remember sitting next to him. And I was just going to town on a sandwich. I was like starving. And I looked down at him. And he still got his like prosthetic hands on. And like there's nothing. He couldn't pick up the food. And I was just like, all right, I'll help you out. So... I think somebody's got a funny picture somewhere of me feeding Warwick in costume.
Oh, that's great.
On one of our breaks. But no, that was a really fun scene.
That's awesome. Yeah. Yeah, because some people don't realize that when you're on set, depending on when you start, your quote-unquote lunch break might not happen until 3, 4, 5 o'clock, whenever, you know? I mean,
yeah, it just depends on when you're shooting. And
yeah. Yeah. So I'm curious, you finish shooting the movie comes out, do you know if it was straight to video, or was there a theatrical release, do you remember?
I think that it was straight to video.
Yeah.
I was hoping for a theatrical release,
sure.
But it went straight to video, I believe, but... I think it did really well, though, the video sales. I think the Leprechaun franchise has a huge following. It's a huge, loyal following, so...
Yeah. And 2003 was, like, a really hot time for, you know, DVD rentals and all that stuff. That was sort of the peak, really, of that sort of thing.
Yep.
So that's cool. Was there a wrap party or a premiere party or anything like that?
We had a wrap party. I remember the wrap party. We had a lot of fun. We became really close on, you know, on the set and filming the cast and the crew. So, yeah, it was definitely bittersweet. So.
And then when was the first time that you were able to see the finished product?
I think someone sent me a copy.
Someone from the film from the studio?
Right. I think they sent us all a copy when it was done.
Yeah.
So.
And be honest, you check it out for the first time. What's your reaction, you know, sort of seeing yourself in the film and what's your impression of the film overall?
Amazing, right? It's amazing. I mean, it's what we all expected, you know? It's Leprechaun.
Yeah.
And, you know, a lot of fun, you know, campy but scary elements. I loved it. I loved it. I mean, I'm being biased, of course,
sure.
But it was fun. It's just a fun movie.
Yeah, I thought I think my favorite part was there's a scene where Leprechaun is doing bong hits with one of your co-stars.
Yeah, I think that's everybody's favorite scene.
Yeah, and then after he's done with that, he kind of gets the munchies and wanders into the kitchen. So there's some pretty goofy hijinks going on in this thing.
It totally.
But you're right. I mean, if you're familiar with the franchise, you should have a pretty clear idea, certainly at this point, of what you're getting into.
Exactly.
With the movie. obviously, since Leprechaun, you have been in, like I mentioned at the top of the show, other movies and other TV projects and things like that. What have been some of the things that you've really enjoyed doing since your Leprechaun experience?
You know, not too long after I did the Leprechaun movie, I kind of fell into the whole voiceover world.
I noticed that you've done some video games and stuff like that.
Yeah, and that kind of became a love of mine, and I found a little niche there. That's kind of been my life, the past 10 years or so. I've done everything from video games to commercials to animated shows, movies. So
cool.
Yeah.
Cool.
It's been a lot of fun.
You mentioned to me that you are actually a pretty big horror movie fan, and on B-Movie Mania we watch a lot of horror movies, so I'm just curious what some of your personal favorites might be, that either you watched growing up or just in general favorite sort of horror movies or B-movies.
I think all-time favorite would have to be Nightmare on Elm Street. I'm a kid of the 80s. I grew up watching that with my dad every Halloween. I'm kind of like into the classics, Friday the 13th.
Sure.
Grew up with that, Halloween, of course. I don't think anything scared me more than Freddy Krueger. That was it for me. So,
since you have experience being in horror movies, is there a particular franchise that is around right now that you wouldn't mind, being a part of, being cast in and sort of being part of that? Anything that stands out to you that's sort of like newer stuff today?
Yeah, I think when the whole Saw franchise came on the scene, I think that was a little bit... That was a little bit different, There was no campiness there. It was like really kind of okay. This stuff could really happen. This is kind of creepy, but at the same time, I can't look away.
Yeah.
I think the Saw movies are great.
Well, I think they're actually getting ready to reboot that soon. So maybe that might be something that's coming back.
Yeah, that would be great.
Yeah.
It's like one of those movies you sit there and you have your hands covered, but you can see through your fingers. That's how you have to watch that kind of movie.
What about ghost stuff, like the Paranormal Activity franchise? Do you get into ghost stuff, or maybe not so much?
I do. Like I was saying before, I'm from New Orleans, so I love the whole... ghost and
spirits
and other worlds,
the spirit realm.
Yeah, I kind of grew up hearing stories and voodoo tales, so yeah, I like that stuff.
Cool.
Yeah.
Well, Sherry, thank you so much for chatting with me. I'm so happy to have met somebody in the flesh who is part of the Leprechaun franchise. It's really cool for me, so thank you.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely.
Thank you. It was fun.
Listen up, maniacs. Do you have a question or a comment? Would you like to send some bourbon to Uncle Lloydie? You can contact the gang on Facebook at B-Movie Mania. You can also drop them a line at bmoviemania.com. Reach out, touch them. They are touching themselves, and they might just reach back. I'm Lloyd Kaufman saying, see you next time on B-Movie Mania. Woohoo!